Unstoppable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Now, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's called premature. that's premature music playing there. Okay. So what I wanted to say before that thing fired off, which we will play it again appropriately in a second, is we have a really fast moving show today, a really exciting show. We're covering really three exciting topics today during the first half hour. As you can tell by the background, my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, is going to deliver another fantastic Science for Humans. Herbal supplement cheaters. This is all in the news right now. It's an important discussion for all of us, especially those of us who spend a lot of money on herbal supplements. Then we're going to switch it up, and we're going to be talking to Dr. William Buosi about a study that he published looking at chicken, bacon, or smoothies, which high-protein breakfast is most satisfying. Then, the interview we've been waiting for, testosterone replacement therapy, dangerous or safe, with Dr. John Chrysler, who just authored a book specifically about this topic. And, of course, I have to thank All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceutical, for a special grant that keeps this show moving forward all the time. Now, without any further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
There you go. That's
nice cue up.
Yeah, there you go. That premature cue music there, music cueing there. I gotta work on that. Anyway, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you, Carl?
Great, great. It's sunny out. I trained this morning. I've rededicated myself, Dr. Jeff, and I know that you can appreciate this because what most of the audience doesn't know enough about you is what an amazing athlete, hard training athlete you were your entire life, both in powerlifting and bodybuilding. So I rededicated myself. I'm getting to the gym at 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm giving myself 2.5 hours at the gym. I'm doing 30 minutes of cardio pre and 30 minutes of cardio post workout. And I'm still having some fantastic training sessions. I did power squats today, 7 plates on each side. Do the math. For one good deep rep, that was my 6th set of squats today.
That is awesome. Good job.
Yeah, I'm working hard. I'm going to be 57 in June, and I'm looking forward, and I'm thinking, you know what? I am going to regain my conditioning, my strength, and I'm going to look amazing once again. So I have goals, and that's the important thing.
Good deal. Hey, I want to thank a lot of our listeners for some awesome emails that have come in. And your kind words of, you know, just supporting the show and, you know, telling me how much you really, are getting a lot of good information. Carl, I was even thinking maybe sometime we might take, requests from people on, you know, what they'd like the show to be about, or we could even read some of their questions and basically answer them on the air.
Well, we could, that would be the easy thing, to read questions, or to give somebody to pick a topic, a specific topic. Either one of those. If you have a great topic that you think is timely and important for us to discuss, if you go to the Superhuman Radio webpage, on the front page, down, about halfway down the page on the right hand side, you'll see a great picture of the handsome Dr. Jeff Galini. He is Italian. You have to understand. You know, good looks runs in Italian people. I'm sorry. It's true. And ask the scientist. You click that button and submit your questions. And why don't we do something special, Dr. Jeff? If your question is selected, we can give them something, maybe a shaker bottle. I know you've got great shaker bottles.
I was thinking about it. I got some T-shirts. You know, we'll put together a nice little thank you package.
There you go. So go there and submit your question. And if your question is used on the show as just to answer the question independently or the general topic of a show, you'll get some sort of wonderful gift from All American EFX Sports and All American Pharmaceuticals. And today's subject is timely because just recently we read in the newspaper that the Attorney General in New York had done some sniffing, so to speak, about herbal supplements. They did some DNA testing. They said these supplements don't have anything that they're supposed to have in them or very, very scant amounts. What were your thoughts on that, first of all? Did they use the right kind of testing? I know that you have a whole division of your company that's dedicated just to testing things.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's a really a complex question. And what I wanted to do was kind of level the playing field before we kind of get into the whole supplement realm.
Please.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, of course.
Contact of mine from the Food and Drug Administration sent me over what they call recalls, market withdrawals, and safety alerts. Now, this whole spiking thing, you know, we're really getting pot shots taking at the dietary supplement industry. But what I wanted to show is this is global with all the industries on things that are ingested, from foods to drugs. So I just want to read you a couple that kind of stuck out from what I saw. These are all from April. Mylan Pharmaceuticals, a couple of their drugs had presence of particulate matter. How about that in the drug?
Now, what particulate matter just means dirt, right? I mean, just anything that's not supposed to be
anything
in there.
That really isn't they can't classify it. It's called particulate matter. Starbucks cookies, undeclared milk.
Really? And there's people who have milk allergies.
Yeah. Whole Foods Market, macadamia nuts, salmonella. I mean, there's tons of undeclared milks, undeclared eggs, salmonella, E. coli in a lot of our giant places that we purchase from.
Well, Trader Joe's just had a recall of walnuts. I had to bring two bags of walnuts back because I think it was salmonella, but they had something with walnuts recently.
Well, and Trader Joe's had quite a few. Their sweet bites, assorted cakes, undeclared coconut. I mean, so, you know, we're seeing a lot of these undeclared things, which in our industry, that's called adulteration. Here's one, Prescription Center Pharmacies. A whole bunch of their sterile products were found to be unsterile.
Oh, man.
Another Whole Foods Market, brand muffins, undeclared egg and milk. And, you know, those are two big allergens.
Right.
And the list just goes on and on and on, you know, between food companies and drug companies that have some type of contamination, some type of undeclared item. Again, what I want to show, you know, to make this playing field level is in the food industry – it's okay for Tyson's Foods in January to have 34,000 pounds of chicken breast recalled. I don't know how many outbreaks of, you know, salmonella illness, if there are any deaths. That's just common practice in the food industry.
Right.
You expect people to get sick. Then we have the drug industry where people are dying every day. I mean, there's recalls right and left, and, you know, they're supposed to be held to the highest standards. But none of that is considered to be contaminated, you know, or adulterated. But that is exactly what it is. If there's something that is in that product that isn't on the label or is dangerous, that's considered contamination or adulteration.
Here's a personal story. My dad was on Digitech, digoxin, which comes from fox, some sort of flower. I want to say fox something, foxglove. It regulates the heartbeat for people who have congestive heart failure and that sort of stuff. And the manufacturer of Digitech made a mistake on the time release coating. So blood levels of the drug were rising too quickly, and the lethal dose and the suggested dose are a hair apart.
Wow.
And people were dying from it. My poor dad ended up in the hospital because of irregular heartbeat. He ended up with bradycardia. His heart almost stopped. But nobody went to jail at Digitech.
No. Here's one. Look at this one from March 17th. Kraft Foods macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Metal pieces.
Yeah. Well, how do you think they get
metal detectors in that plant?
How do you think they get that shiny color to the cheese, Dr.
I'm like, come on, you know? Sorry if you're in the drug or the food industry. I'm not taking a pot shot at you. I just want to kind of show that, you know, this happens across the globe. You know, some of it is intentional and some of it is just poor manufacturing. I'm sure Kraft Foods didn't wake up that morning and say, you know what, let's go ahead and put some metal in our macaroni and cheese.
Right.
Is going to make it taste better. You know, it was obviously an accident.
But the supplement industry is treated differently, isn't it?
They are, because these people that are in the food industry, these nutritionists, these pharmaceutical companies are looking at the dietary supplement industry and saying, oh, you guys are bad. You're unregulated. You know, your products are adulterated. You do no testing. Well, guess what? I couldn't find one recall in March or April for a dietary supplement, and I couldn't find any deaths in 2014 for a dietary supplement. I found many deaths for food and drugs.
Well, in fact, according to the CDC's own statistics, this is old. This was, I think, in 2013 when I first quoted this number. Over 800,000 people a year die from taking drugs as prescribed. This isn't even adulterated. This is the known side effects of drugs. Over 800,000 people a year die from taking drugs as prescribed by their physician. How is that acceptable?
It's not. I mean, so, you know, again, you know, these bureaucrats want to hold dietary supplement manufacturers to different standards than everything else. But at the end of the day, whatever goes in your mouth, we should all be regulated the same. Why should they say dietary supplements have to go through a whole different approval process than the food manufacturers have to go through?
Right. Right.
They're making more people sick. So that's kind of what I wanted to stress is that, you know, not everybody's doing a bad job. That doesn't mean that because Tyson Foods had recall that they're doing a terrible job. Obviously, working with chicken, you know, it is very difficult, and they're putting out a lot, but it does happen. So now getting back to your question on the dietary supplements, yeah, there are problems in the dietary supplement industry as there are in the food industry. You know, these people that aren't declaring milk and eggs and soy, they're doing that on purpose. That's not an accident. Mm. You know, cross-contamination in a plant, whether it be a dietary supplement or a food where you're producing something that contains eggs and then you thoroughly don't clean that line and then you start producing something that doesn't, you could contaminate that product with eggs. But to put it in there, if a dietary supplement company were to do that, literally we could be shut down. And probably would be, we could be looking at federal offenses, prosecution, but I've never seen any food company ever get in any trouble for having undeclared something. You notice how they say undeclared, and in our industry, it's adulterated? What
right.
sounds worse?
Yeah, because adulterated means that you did it on purpose. You know you're doing it, and undeclared means, oops, we forgot to put it in there.
Yeah, I forgot to put it on the label. No yeah. big deal, undeclared. Yeah, we'll catch it when we come around. And then there was about 2013, a whole bunch of the frozen foods, especially the ones, the low-calorie, healthy I think 90% of them, the calories, the fat, the sodium were so far off that it was just ridiculous.
Wow.
But again, you know, nothing really happened. There was a little bit of press about it, but it didn't really hit the media. Media doesn't like to talk about food. They don't like to talk about drugs, but boy, they like to talk about dietary supplements.
And you notice who are the biggest industries that advertise on television and radio? It's the food and the drug company. So it's the old adage of you don't want to pee in your own Cheerios. You know what I mean?
So here comes our industry. You know, for the most part, you know, I did a press release after the whole New York, I call it scandal, you know, that one bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch. So the same way there are a lot of drug companies, forget about the fact that they have side effects and all that are doing a real good job, you know, and some of them are leaders. You know, they are inventing, they are patenting. And then you have the old generic knockoffs that are doing nothing more than just knocking off stuff. Everything is sold on price. Same in the food industry. You know, you have some very, very good food manufacturers, and then you got a lot of generics that are just selling on price. Well, the same goes for the dietary supplement industry. There are high quality name brand products that are more expensive, but there's a lot of cheap stuff. Yeah. Guess what? Cheap means cheap. I mean, how do you shave dollars, Carl, off of the price? You got to leave something out, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And either that thing could be quality, it could be actually real, you know, sourcing is a big deal. Some manufacturers, they don't pay attention to source. As long as the COA says what they want it to say, they point at that. And there's manufacturers like you who test everything against the COA. I mean, it's all these different things. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about the herbal supplement industry and the supplement industry in general. We're talking right now with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini. We're talking about herbal supplements. So, not too long ago, we talked about how herbal supplements are some of the nastiest things produced out there. A lot of times, open air, drying, bugs can land in them. God knows what else falls in them. What else is the issue here? But the recent testing that was done in New York, they said these things didn't even have what they were supposed to have in them, right?
Yeah, correct. Back in February, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, I think I pronounced that right, Mr. Eric, he had been researching for quite some time. Matter of fact, in 2013, researchers from Toronto tested over 44 herbal supplements and found that only half of them contained some of the stuff on the label. The other half had nothing. So this has been an ongoing thing. I've been reporting for years how most of the stuff coming from China is adulterated, or I just call it spiked because that's the best way to do it, is they're adding something to boost something, kind of like they did with melamine. But what Attorney General, he went after the big boys, GNC, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart, and they used some interesting testing. They used a DNA sequencing. And this is, you know, well-developed for the ag industry, where you're looking at a whole plant species, you know, that has a DNA profile, and you can identify that profile. So it's not really the best testing for what they did for these particular products. And that's kind of what, you know, Walmart and GNC are saying is, hey, you know, this testing isn't correct. You know, we've used other testing methods. But you got to be careful with that, because I see a lot of times materials that come in our plant where we'll use, you know, high performance liquid chromatography to get a real number. And the supplier will argue to say, oh, well, we use titration to get that number. Titration is kind of a method. It's what you used to do in chemistry back in high school. You see a whole lot of stuff in a region, but you really can't be specific exactly what that whole lot of stuff is. With the development of things like HPLC and GC, that's how we dial in to make sure we see exactly what we're looking for. So in this testing, you know, they were saying that most of the stuff wasn't there. These companies are arguing, well, that's not correct testing, because these herbals during manufacturing, DNA is destroyed, can be destroyed. Oh. And I agree with that. But one of the interesting things is the DNA found things that weren't supposed to be in there. So they kind of skirted around that part of the examination.
Interesting. So what's really the worst part of this? Is the worst part, and this is after what you just said, is the worst part that, oh, I'm buying, I don't know, tribulus, and it's really not the amount of tribulus that's in the capsule, or is it what is actually filling that other space that's the danger?
Yeah, I mean, there's two things really that are worst part. You know, if we're talking about tribulus, you know, which is primarily used as a growth enhancer, pro-hormone replacer, you know, testosterone builder. These items are coming in from China that are actually spiked with testosterone. Viagra, I mean, those type of drugs are put in there. So, of course, those are going to work. So that's one big problem is, you know, companies have to do drug screens to make sure that things like that don't contain drugs. On the other side of the fence, you know, us as consumers – you know, we're buying a product like ginseng that's supposed to, you know, increase vigor and overall well-being. Right. And when it contains no ginseng and it contains cinnamon, well, you know, we don't get any results from it. You know, we're really being misdeceived.
Right.
So, and then you have, you know, where they're just adding fillers. So now we get into, you know, are they using soy or milk fillers, which could be an allergen.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's just crooked. You know, this isn't just, oops, we forgot. You know, in our industry, because we're now more regulated, as we were talking about last week, it's not just an undeclared thing. This right. isn't adulterated. This is contamination. This is spiking. You know, it's illegal and it's got to stop. You know, and the interesting thing was, is I saw that Walmart agreed to pull these products off of their nationwide shelves while they're investigating. And I believe the other guys said, we'll comply with New York, but the other 49 states,
we'll
we're leaving.
Selling. Yeah. And so what's the consumer to do, Dr. Jeff?
You know, I was really thinking about this as we all are consumers to something. I think number one is, as I said, you know, down in Venice Beach, you can go buy a pair of sunglasses for a dollar.
I know. I used to buy them. I used to buy five.
You remember
pair
that?
For a, yeah,
T-shirts
$5.
For $3.
Yeah,
they
lasted about 4 days and they were broken.
Hey, yeah, they're a dollar. Don't go buy dietary supplements at the dollar store or at these big box wholesale places. You know, they're cheap for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to buy a dietary supplement, first of all, go to someone who is more of an expert. You know, I like to say, you know, the vitamin shops of the world, you know, there's a lot of store chains that, you know, those people really scrutinize more of what they sell. So again, look at what you, look at who you're buying from. Number two, if you haven't heard of the brand, don't buy it.
Really?
I mean, do some research. I mean, find out who they are. If if they've only got a P.O. box, you know, or they're outside the United States, don't buy it. I mean, make sure there's some legitimate company that you can find, that they're tangible. We were talking about last week doing a Google Earth search. Look for their building.
Yeah, right. I thought it was funny. You said, look, if they don't have a couple big dumpsters in the back, they're not doing anything. They're not producing anything.
And you got to remember that most of these people don't manufacture, you know, so they're just some marketing office that knows nothing about dietary supplements. They only want cheap, 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 cheap because they got to make their margins. Yeah. So again, you know, look for products that, you know, have like an NSF certification, informed choice certification. Those are third party certifications. Buy from reputable places that you know the store owners. Don't buy from, you know, big box chains. Don't buy products because they're cheap.
I was going to say, don't shop on price. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you find a product that you like, that you trust, you can look for the lowest price available.
Absolutely.
But don't go, you know, I've heard of this stuff before and it's only $6 for the bottle. I think I'll try it because chances are it's not what you think it is.
Well, yeah, you go into Walgreens and you see, you know, Nature's Plus that's reputable for $14, and then you see the generic brand for $3.99.
Yeah.
Well, come on. It's about $2 just for a bottle and a lid and some air.
And I'll tell you something. I learned this the hard way. So you think that a lot of times these companies, they like to play on the idea that the generic is possibly made by the brand name company, but it's not. And I'll tell you how cheese, right? I like cheese. I love Jarlsberg cheese. So I was buying the real Jarlsberg cheese, and then one day I decided to buy the Kroger's Jarlsberg cheese. And the Kroger's brand had no flavor, and it was like wax. And I thought, how could this be the same cheese? Even though it's supposed to be the store brand instead of the name brand, and it's supposed to be cheaper, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's cheaper for a reason. They're not making it the same.
And here's what you got to do on your last show when you guys were talking about GMOs. This is the way we fix this, is with dollars. We need to go into these stores and say, you know what? This is not acceptable. You know, you guys are being sued in New York and you got the product on the shelf here. I'm not going to buy this.
Right.
You know, and if we quit supporting these companies and, you know, support the mom and pop shop, so to say, you know, the legitimate online places.
Right.
That's how we're going to take care of this. But if we continue as consumers to buy this stuff, you know, when brand A is caught cheating, don't think that the rest of their products are going to be okay.
Yeah,
don't
reward somebody. There's no mea culpa here. Don't reward somebody. Oh, well, we made a mistake. Here we go. The other thing is, as you point out, that I say all the time, vote with your dollars. That's the truth.
Absolutely.
Because when stuff sits on a shelf and they have to send it back, they don't order it anymore.
Nope. So
there you go. Dr. Jeff, as usual, thank you for enlightening us today.
Thank you, Carl. Have a good day.
Talk soon. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to answer the question, bacon, chicken, or a smoothie, which is most satisfying for breakfast? Stay tuned.
Tried Carbolin yet?
It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, that it could actually influence how much you eat for the rest of the day. We also know that high-protein meals seem to improve satiety. So, which is the king of high-protein breakfasts? We're going to discuss this now with my next guest, Dr. William Buosi. He is with the University of Aberdeen at Aberdeen, UK, department, the Rowett Institute of Nutrition and Health. How you doing, Dr. Buosi?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
Very good, very good. And welcome to the show. So this is an
thank
important discussion. We know that breakfast is important. We know that breakfast kind of can have the ability to set the stage for how much food we consume the rest of the day, how hungry we feel. And we also do know that high-protein breakfasts are best for us, especially when the goal is satiety, to feel satisfied with the meal. And so your group decided to compare three breakfasts, high-protein breakfasts, basically a chicken-based breakfast, a bacon-based breakfast, and a high-protein smoothie, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So talk about how was the research study designed? Who were the participants? What did they do?
So in this study, we decided to compare, as you said, three high-protein weight loss breakfasts. and a maintenance breakfast. So the amount of energy was exactly the same in the three high-protein weight loss breakfast, and there was a little bit more energy in the maintenance breakfast.
So when you say, I want to just clarify. So when you say more energy, you mean more carbohydrates or more protein?
The macronutrient balance between the breakfast was exactly the same. So they were all high protein. Okay.
Okay.
So all the breakfasts contained 30% of their energy from protein, 30% from fat, 30% of the 40% of the energy from carbohydrate.
Okay.
So all the breakfasts had these characteristics.
Gotcha.
However, three were weight loss breakfasts. One was a maintenance breakfast.
Okay.
So maintenance requirements are the amount of energy that you need to maintain your body weight as it is, taking into account your physical activity. But when you're designing a weight loss diet, so for studies like ours, you take only into account the resting metabolic rate, which is the amount of energy you're spending at rest. So in these breakfasts, we provided 30% of the daily energy, and these breakfasts were fed randomly to 20 different volunteers. So all the volunteers received the breakfast, all the breakfasts, on four separate occasions, but in a randomized order.
Gotcha.
To make sure that if we gave them the volunteers all the breakfast in the same order, we wouldn't really know if the order of the breakfast in which the breakfast was given had more impact than the breakfast itself.
Okay.
So when we're doing our statistical analysis, we need to make sure that
you're not influenced
really
by
the effect
anything.
Of the breakfast we are looking at.
Yes, yes.
And not
yes.
the effect of the order in which the we are giving the breakfast.
Right. Okay.
So we gave these different breakfasts. One, as you said, the protein source was bacon. The other one was chicken. The other one was a smoothie. But what was interesting and what we found was that apparently the bacon breakfast appeared to be the more satiating. So people felt significantly less hungry during the morning after the bacon breakfast compared with the chicken and the smoothie.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you a question. I want to go back. So you said that the macronutrient ratios were 30-30-40 with 30% protein, 30% fat, and 40% carbohydrates. Of the fats, what did you look at the breakout of the fat, saturated fat versus polyunsaturated fat, and were they all the same there? Because when I read the study, the first thing I thought was, well, this study should have been called The Importance of Fat's Effect on Satiety, because, you know, bacon carries a lot of fat. It's a lot of saturated fat. And clearly that has been shown to have a role in satiety. But as you point out, all the meals were equal as far as macronutrients. So everything had 30% fat. Were all the fats the same?
The fats were not all the same. So, not exactly. So the total amount of calories brought by the fat was exactly the same, as I said. So 40% of energy coming from the fat. But the breakdown of fat was not exactly the same. So I can come back to you with a bit more data a bit later on if you want. But clearly, yes, the fatty acid profile of bacon fat and, let's say, dairy fat is not the same. Not exactly the same. That's right.
Okay.
And in the maintenance diet, we had egg, and actually fat in egg has got quite a different profile. And as you know, there is not only it is different because not like an animal's, it's not triglycerides, but it's mainly phospholipids, and you get also a little bit more cholesterol there,
right,
as well.
Right.
So the breakdown of the fat itself was not exactly the same between all the diets.
Did you suspect that the reason that bacon produced a greater level of satiety was because of the quality of the fat in bacon, or do you feel that it may have something else about bacon?
My thought about this was, I think it's because it was warm and the others were cold. And I think if you're giving somebody a warm breakfast, they'll feel fuller for longer.
Interesting.
Than if you gave them a cold breakfast.
So
that's
now,
my idea. I think that's the main effect. To answer your question about the fat, I do not think that the fact that the fat was saturated would make people fuller. The fat in milk is mostly saturated as well.
Right.
So the fat you've got in the smoothie and the fat you've got in the chicken, well, it mainly came from the dressing in which the chicken was. I think in terms of saturated fat, it would be probably the same thing. The maintenance diet, it's a slightly different story because you'll get a bit more polyunsaturated fat in there.
Right. And not to challenge the discussion, but another thing that has to be considered is this was from the UK. Was this milk whole, unpasteurized in its normal form, or was it pasteurized and, more importantly, homogenized? Because we know that the homogenization process changes the quality of the fat. If you could think about that while we take the break, and we can answer that on the other side, that would be great. We're talking right now with Dr. William Buosi about a study that compared a chicken-based high-protein meal, a smoothie high-protein shake, and a bacon high-protein meal, and their effects on satiety. And guess what, folks? Your favorite and my favorite one, bacon. We'll be right back.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. William Buosi about high-protein breakfast. Which ones will provide the greatest satisfaction? And we're going to talk a little bit about, just a little bit more about fat for a second. Only because I know that some milks, like here in the United States, the fats are homogenized, and that changes the quality of the fat and the digestibility of the fat. What was the fat homogenized in the dairy product?
So there were different types of fat. So in the dairy product, so I've got the composition of the smoothie here. So for a 6 megajoule a day diet, it would have been, so we've put 93 grams of Greek nut percent fat yogurt. We've put dried milk. We've put cream, single cream, UHT. And we've put a bit of fromage frais as well and condensed milk to make up the sugars. So this is, so there are all sorts of fats
right
in there.
Right.
All sorts of fats, as you would call homogenized and non-homogenized.
Gotcha. So, okay. You think it has more to do with the actual digestibility of the food itself? You know, pork tends to be a little harder to digest, especially bacon, because it's cured, smoked. Chicken may not be as hard to digest. Clearly, dairy protein seems to hit the bloodstream the fastest. It's so much so that it can actually spark a higher insulin response and gluconeogenesis. You think that that's where this whole magic lies, that bacon just digests slower in general?
It could be, yes. It could be. I don't think, well, the energy density was more or less the same, though. It's roughly the same mass of the mass of food that was ingested. So I do not know exactly.
Okay.
It is for sure that when you get more protein in a diet, so if you compare a normal protein and a high-protein diet, yes, when you have more protein in your diet, your gastric emptying will be slower.
Slower, right.
This is because of your bile salts, because of all sorts of compounds that are released by your gallbladder. And that will make the digestion, let's say, a little bit slower and will keep you fuller for longer, yes. Comparing these different types of proteins, there is very, very little evidence, even in the literature, that different proteins, different sources of proteins will have a different impact of gastric emptying.
Okay.
It's quite difficult. I don't have that information.
Okay. Now, the next thing that you looked at was the consumption throughout the day. So it's also assumed that if you have a breakfast that produces a great deal of satisfaction and satiety, that you will, A, wait longer before your next meal, and B, consume less food throughout the day. Did that play out as well?
So it didn't play out as well in our study. So some other studies have found a difference between different types of breakfast, different protein sources, and lunch intake. In our study, we didn't find any significant difference between all our breakfasts. Now, we provided our volunteers with a selection of sweet and savory, low energy dense and high energy dense foods. So we had anything ranging from ready meals like sweet and sour chicken. We had lasagna. We had, to go on to the savory side, we had mini cheddars. We had crackers and things like this.
Right.
To go more on the sweet side, we had Kit Kat and things like this. So, but so all this was provided ad libitum, so all you can eat, and we didn't find any difference between all these breakfasts. Although our volunteers reported through the questionnaires that they were feeling less hungry after two of the breakfasts.
So,
which was a little bit disappointing for us.
What? Because you expected them to consume less throughout the day, right?
We expected, yeah, to see a difference at lunchtime, because if you see a difference in the appetite response, so in their questionnaires, because that's how we measure our appetite, it's called visual analog scale. So you've got a scale which is 10 centimeters long, and people will place a bar closer to where how they feel. So on the left of the bar, on the left of the scale, you'll have, well, the question will ask you, how hungry do you feel? On the left of the scale, you have, oh, not hungry at all. And on the right of the scale, you have as hungry as I've ever felt.
Right.
So throughout the morning, people were less hungry after the bacon and the maintenance breakfast, but a bit more hungry after the smoothie and the chicken. Hmm. But this was not reflected in the ad libitum selection intake.
Very interesting. What do you hope people take away from this research? That everything should be covered in bacon?
Everything should be covered in bacon. No, the thing is, there are different sources of proteins, and these different diets we explored here are quite common breakfast. So I would say the chicken salad meal was a little bit, but this is the odd one, let's say, in the story, because
right.
You know, a lot of people would have eggs in the morning.
Bacon and eggs. Bacon. I mean, look at it from an ancestral standpoint. For a couple hundred years, we've eaten bacon and eggs in the morning. There's got to be a reason for that. I mean, it produces a great deal of satiety. It produces energy. It gives you energy. It's very, very nutrient dense. Lots of fat. Good cholesterol. You know, I'm a huge fan of bacon and eggs. I always have been. That or steak and eggs. You know, if I don't have bacon, I'll have a small piece of steak with eggs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends how you cook it as well. It depends if you cook it in a load of oil or if you grill it as well. So all this is important to take into account. So, yeah, I would say, you know, the cooked breakfast is not as bad as we might have heard. For your metabolic responses in the morning, and for satiety, there is apparently nothing wrong with it. Okay, from a sustainability point of view, that's a different story.
What do you mean, you know, sustainability point of view? What do you mean by that?
Sustainability. I mean environmental sustainability. You know, today, nowadays, in research, a lot of research teams are trying to find alternative sources of protein that consume less resources. Because,
yeah, but that's not true. So we've done shows about that. That's the whole fallacy, of growing plant based protein sources, because it's too costly and too taxing on resources to raise animals. It doesn't play out. We've had some brilliant scientists from some high level universities come on and look at that data. And that my frustration is that we're looking for plant sources to provide what animal protein does for us. And what we need to be doing is understanding how to better manage the raising of animals in a healthy way and a humane way. And what that's going to take, unfortunately, and I know the big conglomerate food companies don't want to hear this, is a decentralization of food supply like it was 300-400 years ago. We have to return to the small family farms popping up along the landscape and people having relationships with those farmers and getting their foods from them. The farmers can come into the inner city and deliver them. It's not a problem anymore. But this notion that we have to find things that we can grow to replace animals as a protein source, it's nonsense. There's more destruction to the land.
Don't get me wrong. I would speak about partial replacement more than total replacement.
Right.
But there is quite strong evidence to show that higher red meat intake, so a very high red meat intake, so more than 90 grams a day, which is quite a lot, has been associated with a certain number of diseases like cancer, etc. So even from a health point of view...
And you've never listened to my show, and I'd love to have you back on to have this discussion at length and give you plenty of time. But you can't compare the animals raised in confined feeding environments...
I completely agree with those animals
are sick.
I am a food science and agriculture engineer.
Okay.
And I have, during my studies, explored different types of farming. I was myself on a placement on a dairy farm for a few weeks when I was a student, and I could see how milk is actually produced. Well, I actually happen to be French, so it was in France where I did this. But you can definitely see, yes, in different places, milk or meat being produced in different ways.
Right.
And I would very much agree with you on the fact that yes.
And if we would just put our efforts into understanding that is the way we should be producing animal proteins, and then work towards finding ways to do that better. I just feel that would, and I agree with you, there are parts of the world that we're never going to be able to do that, but then
those parts
of the world, we would worry about growing stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's when we are looking at our impact on the planet and how much energy, how much carbon dioxide we're spending to produce all this meat, because meat production consumes about 18% of our, well, releases about 18% of our carbon dioxide emissions. And it is true that we can't totally replace it, especially with our cultural background in Western societies, where meat plays such an important part of our meals and of our culture.
Right.
It will be difficult to replace meat by plants, and also you need to look at the biological value. Biological value is an old notion that was already published a long time ago,
right?
And which showed that dairy protein and, for example, egg protein were the most valuable protein for the human metabolism.
And I agree with that.
And our plant protein are not nearly as bioavailable as meat proteins. So, but I would very much agree with you that shorter food chain would be definitely beneficial to people. Yes.
Yeah, we need that. But I'm telling you, I predicted 10 years ago that it's coming. We see there's a renaissance coming. People are tired of glyphosate laden, pesticide laden foods and artificial ingredients, and we're returned. There's a renaissance afoot. McDonald's is closing stores. More and more companies are going non-GMO, even though companies that produce the genetically modified foods and the herbicides that are sprayed on them are trying to hide what they're doing. People are wise. They're smart. The internet has given rise to the sharing of information at the speed of light now. And people are wise. Uh-huh. They're getting wise. And I think I'm excited about the future of food because I think people vote with their dollars and they're influencing, a return to a, what is going to be a more sustainable way to feed this planet. And that is decentralization of the food supply the way it was 300-400 years ago. But anyway, we've run out of time. I would love to have you back on.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I think this study is very interesting. And
it was nice to speak to you.
Yeah,
yes, uh-huh.
Pleasure. And we'll have you back, okay? So thanks for being on today.
Thank you very much.
Take
Bye.
Care. All right, so there you have it. Bacon wins. Bacon wins. Those of us who like bacon, we win. We win. Eat bacon for breakfast. You won't be hungry an hour later. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pontificate on a question that's on every man's mind today. Testosterone replacement therapy. Is it dangerous or safe? Well, more importantly, maybe, is it healthy? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, you really can't get on Facebook, on the TV, listen to the radio, read the newspaper without some hawkish class action lawsuit firm promoting the notion that if you've taken testosterone and you've suffered a heart attack, that you should join them because it was the testosterone that caused it. This was the result of two terribly done studies, one at the end of 2014, I guess, or 2013. I'm trying to think when they were. End of the year 2013, I believe, and beginning of the year 2014, that made everybody worry about testosterone all of a sudden. And really, no one has come forth to set the record straight. But my next guest has put much of his life on hold in order to author a book to give men the real information that they need for informed consent to make a good decision. That's Dr. John Chrysler. How you doing, John?
Good, Carol. It's always good to be with you.
For those of you who don't know and you haven't heard about Dr. Chrysler before on the show, he has a clinic called All Things Male, and he has been working with men for how long now, John?
13 years.
For 13 years. And he's been working with men for 13 years to help them find a path back to health, quite frankly. And think about this. So these companies out there, these law firms are hawking that testosterone is dangerous, but Dr. John Chrysler has been helping men regain their health. Not their libido, not to build more muscle, regain their health by working with them with the appropriate testosterone therapy. So before we get started with this interview, I have to ask you this question. It just dawned on me. In 13 years, how many men that have gone to your practice have suffered a heart attack?
Three that I can think of offhand.
Three.
One of them was 365 pounds when he came to me. Type 2 diabetic on five different diabetic medications.
Yeah, he was already on the fast train to a heart attack before he even came.
He's now 180 pounds and looking good on the beach, but he had a heart attack along the way.
Okay.
I think two others. I'd say the rate is much lower than the general population.
But that's because what you do is sensible, and this is where the rubber meets the road, in my opinion. The medical orthodoxy likes to say, well, men are simple. They just need testosterone. But that's not true, is it? It's not just testosterone, is it?
We have to monitor estrogen and modulate it when necessary as well. And really, estrogen is just as important as testosterone for finding that sweet spot, because not only does it bring increased risk of cancer, basically everything that kills a man outside of trauma is in some way related to estrogen. Whether it's too much estrogen or just imbalances between different estrogens. And we test different estrogens in our 24-hour urine panels. But also because estrogen, if it gets too high, will obliterate the subjective, the feelings, the improved quality of life that you get from testosterone replacement therapy. And when we drop it back down again, then all of a sudden the guys have increased energy and sexual function and their depression goes away and, you know, they're not holding water anymore, they don't have nipple issues and so forth. So it's very clear to me that we have to monitor and, when necessary, control estrogen levels.
Now, your book is titled Testosterone Replacement Therapy, A Recipe for Success, which is quite contrary to the general message that the mainstream is promoting right now, that testosterone is dangerous, taking it is reckless, for doctors to prescribe it is reckless. What happened, John? When did the tides turn on testosterone?
I think we're waiting for the tide to turn our way.
No, I know. When did the tides turn bad for testosterone? It was those two studies mentioned, right?
You know, I think it always was. I think there always has been. I think there's a momentum against testosterone. This is just a continuation of the same momentum. Back in the late 1950s, when methyl testosterone came out, the largest public population were physicians, because it made them feel so good.
Uh-huh.
And then they found out that being an oral, methylated oral, they're finding it was destroying their livers. So that means that testosterone is bad for everyone. Well, that doesn't apply to testosterone applied to your skin. That doesn't apply to testosterone that's injected.
Right.
So that initial thought from the late 1950s has been carried forward. And then we have bodybuilders and professional athletes and all that.
Let's talk about them for a second. So we look at bodybuilders and we look at professional athletes and we go, those no good bastards, they were using testosterone. But let's be clear about something. Why would we be mad at that group of people? If anything, they showed us that testosterone works. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're mad at them because testosterone worked. It's not like we're mad at them. They didn't all die. They didn't all drop like flies. You know, the notion that testosterone is going to kill you. Where are the bodies? Nobody's dying from testosterone overdoses. I went to pick my testosterone up the other day at Walgreens, and they have a new policy now where they photocopy your driver's license. And I said, why is this? The pharmacist looked over her shoulder and she said, because testosterone is a very abused drug. And I wanted to just bang my head against the counter. I thought, are you kidding me? I mean, testosterone is an abused drug. Are there testosterone whores out there now doing things for testosterone? I mean, give me a break.
Well, politicians always want to sound like they're doing something effective. So when something popular in the culture, then they have to act on it. But we're seeing more and more states requiring driver's licenses now for prescription for testosterone, just like for pain medications. So that's
shocking.
That's the trend. That's the way it's going to be. We're going to have to do it. Yeah,
it's shocking. So what is the okay? So we're waiting for the tide to change back for testosterone, right? It's never really been in our favor. Do you see that coming? Is that why you wrote the book?
It has to. I don't know. I mean, you're some other studies that we see that testosterone does not improve sexual performance. Testosterone does not decrease depression. Testosterone doesn't in any way improve quality of life. Virtually every man was on testosterone replacement therapy will tell you that that's nonsense, but this stuff still gets published. And for some strange reason, they're cherry-picked, and those are the ones that are popularized in the mass media, when in the background there are hundreds and thousands of scientific studies that show that low testosterone is bad with respect to diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, sexual dysfunction, et cetera, and taking testosterone improves those conditions or successfully treats those conditions. And for some reason, they stay in the background. It's an amazing phenomenon. For some strange reason, hormones are compartmentalized by medicine into a very special little box. I mean, think about it. Where else in medicine do doctors not consider the half-life of a drug? That's a little bit technical, but why do we see testosterone boluses once per month for the guys jacked up
right.
the first week or week
right.
and a half, and then low? Nowhere else in medicine do doctors not consider the half-life of the cypionate ester. Where else in medicine do we see physicians ignoring symptoms? Where else do we see physicians ignoring the risk?
Well, let's do this.
Of a medical condition not being treated.
Let's take this break, and when we come back, let's pick up with this discussion. Why are they ignoring testosterone? We're talking right now with Dr. John Chrysler. His new book is called Testosterone Replacement Therapy: A Recipe for Success. You can get it at the homepage of superhumanradio.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. We're talking with Dr. John Chrysler about his new book, Testosterone Replacement Therapy, A Recipe for Success. You know, I remember one time telling a doctor that I was taking melatonin, and he said to me, oh, you better be careful. That's a hormone. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, okay, so, like, why are hormones dangerous? Hormones are things that are naturally occurring in our bodies. You know, statin drugs, benzodiazepines, these don't naturally occur in our body, and they have negative side effects. Why should I be afraid of hormones? What is the big deal about hormones in the medical orthodoxy, John?
It's really strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
To continue along the same lines, where in medicine does normal range have nothing to do with health and happiness? What is it about total testosterone where just being in normal range is good enough when normal range is no biomarker whatsoever? I mean, all they do is bookend two standard deviations, so it includes 95% of the population. A great portion of that 95% of the population are suffering the symptoms of low testosterone. The real problem, and Dr. Eugene Shippen, the one and only Dr. Eugene Shippen, was kind enough to provide the foreword for my book. He explains in there very well. By the way, you can read his foreword in my introduction for free if you just click on Amazon. So that's pretty cool. People see it. Dr. Shippen's foreword, frankly, is worth the price right there. He explains very well that the problem is that conventional medicine science relies on epidemiology for evaluating our studies and evaluating disease states and treatment protocols and so forth. The problem is that epidemiology, by its very nature, tries to compress everybody into a monolithic creature.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple fact is that there's so much variation across the population. If the normal range is 300 to 1,000, there are a lot of guys who live very well at a total testosterone of 400. But there are guys who live normally at 1,000. That's where their body is set. And by the statistics, that means that 2.5% of them would normally be even higher. So those guys who normally would be living at 1,200 for their testosterone. If that guy comes in and you test him and he's at 600, for instance, that means he's mid-range. His total testosterone is 600. But for him, that means he's living on half the testosterone that his body is used to. And so normal range really has nothing to do with health and happiness. On the other hand, we don't treat with testosterone replacement therapy if the gentleman is not experiencing the symptoms of hypogonadism, just like with estrogen. If estrogen is elevated on a lab test, but the guy is not experiencing any symptoms of high estrogen, I do not add an aromatase inhibitor. The laboratory testing can be off. It's kind of tricky sometimes. You get used to walking on slippery rocks when reading laboratory results. But this strict reliance on normal range, I mean, I went to a lecture given by a pharmaceutical company on testosterone replacement therapy one time because it was a nice dinner and a couple good beers. and an endocrinologist came in the room. He had his whole entourage with him. And the endocrinologist asked the question of the urologist who was giving the lecture. He said, if a guy comes in at the total testosterone of 325, but he has the symptoms of low testosterone, do I still treat him? I thought that is, you know, such a obvious answer to me. Laboratory error can account for more than that 25 points he's inside normal range, and also the variation throughout the day for hormones. So if a man has the symptoms of low testosterone and you treat him properly, which means giving him enough testosterone and also properly managing his estrogen if necessary, and his symptoms go away, that means he has hypogonadism, irrespective of what this mythic normal range says. So that's the way the physicians who are successfully treating the patients and getting the best results are treating their patients.
What about the notion that every father should take his son when his son is, let's say, mid to late 20s, to have a complete blood panel done that acts as a time capsule, a snapshot of the unique hormonal signature of that young man at that time when he was thriving? His body was designed to thrive and overcome illness and everything else that's thrown at it. So that someday, when he inevitably shows up at a doctor's office talking about symptoms and HRT, he whips out this piece of paper and he goes, look, this is where my testosterone, my estradiol, my estriol, my DHEAS, my progesterone, my pregnenolone, my thyroid, these are where my levels were when I was thriving. Why don't we shoot for this instead of just giving me the perfunctory, you know, 2 grams of Androgel, rub it on and go home?
Well, that'd be wonderful. I would prefer a 24-hour urine test in that case so you can see all the testosterone they produces in a day so that the natural variation in testosterone levels throughout the day would not be playing into it. But again, if the guy comes to you and he has the symptoms of low testosterone and if the norm range is 300 to 1,000, if he comes in at 400 or 500, he's still in the lowest quartile of normal range. Dr. K.T. Shaw from Cambridge University some years ago did a study where she followed 10,000 men for 10 years. And their conclusion was that all within normal range, but the men in the upper quarter of normal range compared to the lowest quarter of normal range were 41% less likely to die of all causes. So basically, even being in low normal, a way to look at it might be that that's going to cost you about 10 years off your life. I had a patient tell me one time, I thought this was pretty funny, so I used this line and say, well, you know, yes, why do men with low testosterone die about 10 years early? The answer is because they want to.
Yeah, right. They're miserable. Here's what I want to do.
Life is miserable.
Yeah, I was there, and I'll tell the story when I come back. But what I want to talk about, I want to get back on track about the safety and efficacy. I want to ask you point blank when we come back, is testosterone therapy safe or dangerous? And if so, in what context is it safe and dangerous? We're talking with Dr. John Chrysler. He's been helping men for over 13 years be healthier using testosterone. What's different about what he's doing and what everybody else is doing out there that seems to be leading to heart attacks? And I have my opinions about that, too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You know, I don't want men to be scared off about testosterone therapy because I want to tell you my own personal story. In 2007, I ended up going on testosterone therapy after two miserable years of trying to get my testosterone levels to come up using a variety of different harebrained and reliable methods. But, you know, the boys in the bag were just done for whatever reason. Maybe it was my lifestyle, maybe it was illness, who knows? And I remember getting that first 125 milligram shot of testosterone enanthate. And I remember within 3 or 4 days starting to feel different, but questioning, gee, I wonder if that's really the testosterone. Well, by the second week that I was on, and the analogy I've given, John, and I've given this analogy before, and I'll give it again, was imagine living in a warehouse with 100 very, very bright, high-pressure light bulbs in it, kind of like a Sam's Club or a Costco warehouse, 100 light bulbs in it. Every year, just one light bulb goes out. And by the time you're 45 years old, almost half the lights are out. But because it's just one light bulb a year, the diminishing light is gradual, and you really don't notice it. But now imagine somebody comes in one afternoon and replaces all 45 light bulbs. You go, holy crap, is this how bright it used to be in here? That was the phenomenon that I experienced when I went on testosterone. And in fact, it changed my life. It changed, I take that back. It changed the trajectory of my life because the trajectory of my life had changed from when I was young to when I was becoming this old fart, this grouchy, grumpy guy. I was miserable with my life. The truth was, it wasn't so much I was miserable with my life as much as the glasses I was looking through was making my life look miserable. And I took those glasses off when I started testosterone therapy. Now, there are people out there who are going to say, well, what about the research that shows it leads to heart attacks? I'd like to talk about those two studies for a second, John. You know the two I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Both of those studies used a sick population of men. All of these men had already had some sort of angioplasty or a angiocatheter done. You don't do that to healthy people. They already had heart problems. And they went on testosterone. And some of them suffered heart attacks. Now, I would say to you, first of all, that if they, in fact, took their testosterone where they were supposed to, maybe they felt better and they started becoming more active before their body was ready for it. They felt great. They thought, you know, I haven't jogged in years. I think I'm going to go jog. Boom, heart attack. So maybe their mental outlook kicked in before their body did, and they pushed themselves. But that's not even the question here. If you look at those,
kind of when the guy started taking Viagra.
Yeah, exactly. He wants to go have sex for 5 hours, and all of a sudden he finds out his heart's not that strong. But here's the other thing. When you dig down into the numbers of those studies, the men weren't taking their testosterone. Over a two-year period, over 80% of the participants only had two testosterone prescriptions filled. That's not taking your testosterone. In fact, that study should have been called, if you get prescribed testosterone and you don't take it, you may have a heart attack. But just because they were prescribed testosterone, they didn't look at compliance at all. They didn't say, well, these men didn't comply. They weren't taking it. They just said, well, they were prescribed testosterone after having an angio catheter done, and they had heart attacks. Ergo, it's the testosterone. You know what study I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, how it got past peer review, none of us can figure out. But just the bottom line is that this is not what we see in our everyday clinical experience. I've treated a couple thousand guys with testosterone. We just don't see this going on. Now, if a guy has an underlying coagulability disorder, that can be uncovered by giving them testosterone. But that's where medical history and some testing can come in. That's important. Or if their blood is allowed to get too thick, because testosterone was, is, and always will be the very best treatment for anemia, which is low blood because it stimulates the bone marrow to make more red blood cells. It does so safely and administered properly. Doesn't have the problems that the TPO does when you use that. Epocrit by name. So if you do administer the medical treatment properly, we just don't see an increased risk of cardiovascular events. In fact, we see decreased risk of cardiovascular events. This is what everyone that practices this medicine at all will tell you.
So is testosterone safe from a standpoint of being a doctor and prescribing drugs? Is testosterone safe?
Yes, it is. It is when administered properly, but is there a single medical therapy out there that isn't? I mean,
right.
Every single medical therapy must be administered properly,
right,
or it's not safe.
If you
drinking too much water. So.
If you prescribed 20 milligrams of metformin for me, and I decided to take 60, what would happen?
It'd be very bad for you.
So, when testosterone is used as it's supposed to be used, it's not dangerous.
The dosage would be much higher by the dosage would be much higher by the example, but
okay,
but I get your point.
Huh? Yeah. So the bottom line is testosterone is safe when used the way it's supposed to be used, and in and of itself, it's not dangerous. Are there instances where testosterone is contraindicated, like if a guy has prostate cancer?
It's dangerous to not prescribe testosterone replacement therapy if the man's hypogonadal. It increases his risk of diabetes, osteoporosis, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, sexual dysfunction, depression, etc. So, if a guy's blood is already too thick, we shouldn't be prescribing testosterone. You know, there's a lot of thought in consideration about prostate cancer right now, but we're now looking at the new saturation model, which says that basically the body can produce enough testosterone on its own through the adrenal glands with or without the help of,
right,
of the testicles. And that's a new way of thinking. You know, old Dr. Morgan Taylor's done a lot of work and is excellent writing his books and so forth. The respect that we're starting to look at prostate cancer in different ways now.
Right.
But if a guy has had a prostatectomy, if we've monitored PSA, whether finding out basically that when you cause hypogonadism in a man, you make him so sick from the hypogonadism that basically you're washing the water out, the baby out with the bathwater.
Well, and these guys who go under ADT, androgen deprivation therapy, they all become diabetic, the visceral fat, they get distended stomachs, they're miserable, they have to be on antidepressants, they're on a myriad of drugs just because of the ADT. And quite frankly, they can have a reoccurrence of the cancer even though they're on the ADT.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say about removing testosterone as being preventative of prostate cancer?
Well, the problem that brings to these guys is the quality of life. It's a terrible way to live, and so it needs to be. We need to look at it more carefully, obviously.
So testosterone is safe when used as directed, just like any other pharmaceutical drug. Testosterone can actually improve the quality of a man's health and well-being. So, what is it going to take for doctors to, is it the fear of being labeled as a steroid mill? Why are doctors so afraid of testosterone?
Well, there are steroid mills out there. And what concerns me are the men who are being prescribed testosterone without a number of them, a high percentage of them, are not even being tested for the testosterone levels and monitored properly. There are steroid mills out there. And they're ruining it for everybody because 10, 20 years from now, when they do a study, they'll look at those people. They're pretty reckless with how they gather and information and evaluate information already. We know that by the two studies we just mentioned. So in the future, they'll be taking guys who are on steroid doses or weren't really hypogonadal or whatever and throwing them into the pool from which we draw statistical analysis. and say that, you know, basically that being on too high a dose was the same as being on a appropriate testosterone replacement therapy, and it's gonna tank our numbers for us with respect to our success rate.
Right.
So they concern me as well.
I want to take our last commercial break, and I want to talk about dosing. There's a lot of discussion about dosing. I know that you yourself and Dr. Mark Gordon have your own ideas about dosing that you've come up with that seems to work well, that seems to be very, very conservative. I think a lot of men would value hearing the discussion about what exactly the range of dosing and, of course, following the mitigation of any symptoms with that dose can be for the average person. We're talking with Dr. John Chrysler. His new book is Testosterone Replacement Therapy, A Recipe for Success. If you're considering testosterone therapy, or you're getting to that age where you think you're going to be considering it in a couple years, you need to get this book. It's a great handbook, not just for you, but so that you can talk with your physician and come from a place of intelligence and education about this topic, and maybe even help your physician be a better physician for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole
Adderall's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
Hey, sister, what have you done?
We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler from allthingsmale.com about his new book, Testosterone Replacement Therapy, A Recipe for Success. I think that a lot of doctors are confused about what an appropriate dose of testosterone is. This has even been evidenced in one of your earlier comments that they'll give a guy, you know, a 250 milligram shot of testosterone cypionate every second or third week. When you look at the pharmacodynamics of that drug, it hits the bloodstream in 12 hours and then peaks over the next 3 or 4 days and then wanes away. And by the time the second week rolls around, the guy's got the testosterone levels of a 14-year-old girl again. And then he's got to survive that second week and then possibly a third week before he gets an injection again. So what is appropriate dosing in your opinion?
Well, glad to be talking about actually how to administer testosterone replacement therapy instead of all this technical talk finally. It has to be very patient specific, and it has a lot to do then with, you know, you got to look at the patient's life. Is he able to have labs run on a more regular basis or not? If that guy is, you know, scraping up money to get his lab work done and so forth, you maybe put him on 200 milligrams a week and let it run and work its way deep into his tissues, and then you can wait a couple months or whatever and do his follow-up labs. If he has problems with estrogen along the way, he can let you know and you can start him on and some Arimidex or something like that. But my preferred way is to start low and go slow, and that's the way I think the best way to do it when we can, and that's what Dr. Gordon does as well. We start people with a lower dose and go more for balance, because we're also, we talked about looking at estrogen levels, and we're managing thyroid and so forth along the way. So every hormone has their own best sweet spot, and that's what we're trying to hit in these guys. If you start low and go slow, then you know you haven't overshot your mark. If you start at a particular dose that may be in the middle, if the guy's not getting the results you want, you don't know whether you should go higher or lower, especially true for HCG. So start low, gradually build up, and go for effect. And also, guys start on a higher dose, it kind of tends to spoil them a little bit. You know the guys that have done cycles from the gym, they just seem to take more testosterone after that. For some strange reason, there's some epigenetic effect going on, but they just seem to take a little higher dose of testosterone once the guy has done a few cycles.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but we see that in clinical practice. So we have to tailor it to each patient individually, which is why it really precludes a cookie-cutter approach. It means you got to get with somebody who really knows what they're doing.
I think it has something to do with what Dr. Braverman first talked about many, many years ago, that whole testosterone dominance, estrogen dominance. The brain, people don't realize that testosterone is a very powerful neurosteroid, and so are its metabolites like DHT. You can actually rewire the brain, in essence, where the brain, if you're using very high doses of testosterone, you're an athlete, and you're using a gram, 2 grams, 3 grams a week for a period of time, you may actually create the brain will look for that higher level later on in life, too, and you may not be prepared to use those types of doses. So you may be setting yourself up for a situation where your testosterone is never going to, your testosterone therapy is never going to give you that feeling that you were looking for that you felt once before. Would you agree with that statement?
That's very insightful, Carl. In fact, estrogen is so important that the brain makes its own estrogen, and it will vary the amount of estrogen that it makes along the way, which is something we need to consider. It takes, I was talking about this a couple months ago with Dr. Shippen, that it takes a while for an aromatase inhibitor like anastrozole, you know, Arimidex, to work its way deep into the tissues. So that's why we start low and go slow and let the things work their way through. It's like
I like that idea.
A pebble into a pond.
You know, I've heard Dr. Gordon talk about it before, and I dismissed it. But now, what you're saying about it is actually makes sense if you think about the way you find the volume in your own home of a TV. You don't start at the high end and work your way back. You start at the low end and work your way forward because you want the lowest effective volume that fills the whole room and that everybody can hear.
That's a good analogy.
So I like that. I think that I finally got it this time around. And again, if you're doing it that way, then you avoid needing things that control downstream metabolites like aromatase inhibitors and so on, which is ideal. You don't want to have to use those things.
With a good and proper osteopathic physician, I hate having to prescribe a medication unnecessarily because now you're adding more to the mix and it can cause other issues along the way, cost the patient more money, and less drugs is better.
What do you hope this book does now that it's out there?
Well, I wrote it. It started as a paper back in 2004 because I realized that at the medical conferences, no one was really putting together a lecture that started, you know, from the beginning and worked the way through, so a doctor could go back the next day and prescribe testosterone replacement therapy appropriately. And so it was an all-inclusive paper, and then I think, you know, 5 years later or so, I expanded a few more pages, which showed you how much I learned in a few years, just a few pages worth. And then there was some encouragement, you know, a year and a half or so ago to turn into a book, so it expanded up to 100 pages or so. The point was really to avoid a bunch of scientific studies, which people really are misinterpreting anyway. There are very few studies with respect to testosterone replacement therapy that are really truly valid and useful to us. That what people need is a way to actually administer testosterone replacement therapy. Because when you're healthier and happier, that's the goal. And so I sprinkled maybe half a dozen studies into the book. I think largely with respect to making it okay to use testosterone injection subcutaneously, which is the new way we're doing it now. And it's absolutely fabulous. I'd say probably 9 out of 10 guys who convert from intramuscular to subcutaneous.
Do you remember when you and I first talked about it? How many years ago we talked about that on the show? I said I was going to start doing sub Q, and you gave an analogy of putting oil in a plastic bag that it wasn't a good idea. But then you ended up experimenting with it and coming around to it, huh?
Yeah, you got to keep an open mind about stuff. And
I agree, and that shows the quality of physician you are. That's why I wanted to point it out. Most physicians, they dig their heels in, and things become a dogma instead of science.
If you show me I'm wrong about something, I can't wait to throw it under the bus and move forward.
Right.
These are real, living, breathing patients that we're talking about here. This is a big effect on their lives, so... Our problem was, number one, is, you know, as we talk about, we're putting an oil into fat. We didn't know what that was going to do. So I wanted other doctors' patients to be guinea pigs before I got mine into it.
Right.
Also, we had some concern that because the aromatase enzyme that converts testosterone and estrogen lives in higher concentrations in the fat, that maybe we were going to see untoward estrogen or unnecessary estrogen bumps if injected subcutaneous. And we have found that actually the opposite is true. That seems to smooth. We know that when the testosterone level is rapidly accelerating, that it converts more into estrogen. And the injection into the fat seems to smooth it out more, especially with guys who have lower sex hormone bioglobulin levels, where you might have to give 2 shots, 3 shots. I've got some guys who give themselves tiny little shots every day. They need that if they have lower sex hormone bioglobulin to keep them not only from excreting more testosterone, wasting it in their urine, but also they may have anxiety issues and so forth. So they're using small injections all throughout the week. You really smooth things out for them. And, you know, if you're giving even 1 shot per week intramuscularly, talking 52 per year, we're talking 500 pulls in your muscles every decade. If you're going to do that for 4 or 5 decades, there's a lot of holes in your muscles. we're just not seeing the problems with.
I don't even want to think about my quads and my hips since 2007. And now that you said that, I'm like, man. I mean, there was a period of time, and I've talked about it openly on the show, where I was using reckless doses, but I was experimenting. I wanted to see for myself, you know, what happens when you do 2,000 milligrams of testosterone, 400 milligrams of trenbolone and anthate, and 1,000 milligrams of DECA a week. But the requirements of injecting that much oil in your body is you have the pain, the knots. I had knots in muscles that didn't go away for a year until I stopped that type of injection schedule. I mean, they don't go away.
You get some indurated tissue that kind of gets fibrosis in there. I was getting some knots in my abdomen. The video I've got out on how to inject subcutaneously, I was injecting and having to go sideways and having the fat to get underneath the skin of my abdomen.
Right.
Now I'm doing it on top of my cheek in the back. And so basically, it's just like doing a gluteal injection, injecting in your butt, but using a shorter needle so it stops in the fat. That's what I do now. I want to make sure everybody knows that. We need to come out and update the video. It doesn't extrude. It doesn't bleed. It goes in smoothly and greatly increases my vision.
So do you go in sideways or do you go in straight with a shorter needle?
I use personally a 29-gauge insulin syringe with a half-inch needle and just stick it right straight into the fat. You need to get about half an inch into fat. It's subcutaneous, really. You're not making a what we call a wheel under the skin. You're not making a blister in the skin. You're getting into the fat.
Right.
That's where the lymphatics are picking up and moving it forward. But if you're doing that fat pad on top of your cheek, just alternate sides each week, there really is no problem. You're never going to run out of space that way. And I was getting some knots in my abs in the front, like every 10th injection or so. A lot of people did. And if you're wearing a rash guard or something at the gym, you can see it. Actually, you could see it sticking out.
Right.
I just haven't had a single problem with that by going in the fat pad on top of my glutes in the back. So I think that's the best way to do it.
I go sub-Q every now and then just to give muscles a break from injections. And I know when to do it. I'm like, when I start to think to myself, oh, man, I don't want to do this today, that's when I think, you know, I'll just go sub-Q. And I'll do that for a month or two at a time and kind of just let the muscles heal a little bit. But also the quality of the preparation. Like Watson, I like Watson. It's very, very thin, and it tends to be a little higher dose. So if you put it in a cold room, it may actually, some of the testosterone may actually come out. But they're getting better and better with some of the compounding pharmacists are using grapeseed oil now. They're using things like eugenol, which is a clove extract that has a numbing effect, if you will. So where the injection site is numbed, you don't feel the injection and there's no pain. They're getting really creative. They're backing down on their benzyl alcohol to what is still keeping it aseptic, but not so much that you're going to end up with a knot. So I have to hand it to the compounding pharmacists. They're doing much more in this area than the big testosterone producers, in my humble opinion.
They certainly are. The physics show that a lot of people are liking the grapeseed oil because it's thinner and using a smaller needle, but the physics shows it really doesn't. The viscosity really doesn't make that much difference. It has to do with the needle size and length.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to ease of injection, but whatever you're using as a carrier, if you're doing it sub-Q and doing that fat pad on the back and the other side, it really doesn't hurt,
right?
And it doesn't extrude, and there's no blood, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I agree. The book is Testosterone Replacement Therapy: A Recipe for Success. Recommend it to your friends. Get it for your granddad. It's really an important book. It empowers men with the truth, the real information about the value of testosterone therapy. It can change lives. It can save marriages. I'll tell you right now, men become grumpy and they become miserable to live with. They get them on testosterone, their wives love them again. So
the book is specifically about how to administer testosterone replacement therapy. That's we want to show guys what to do with different options, different treatment modalities, how to manage estrogen, all that kind of stuff. That's what it's about.
Yeah, because you have to be the steward of your health. And if a doctor that's reluctant to even talk to you about this, get yourself a copy and buy him a copy too. That's all. Because then you can have good dialogue and say, look, these are the things that I want to achieve. But you have to know what to ask for first in order to, you know, medicine is a consumer's business now. They advertise direct to us. We go in and we ask for things. In order to be a consumer, you have to be educated. You have to be informed. You have to know what you want, and you have to know how to get it. Dr. John, thanks for being on the show today.
Always great to be with you, Carl.
And we'll have you back soon, okay? Take care.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so there you have it. Testosterone replacement therapy, a recipe for success. It's on superhumanradio.com. Check it out. Also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini, All-American Pharmaceuticals, All-American EFX. You can get a free sample of Carbolin by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad at the top. And thank you to Dr. William Buosi for coming on and telling us that when it comes to killing your hunger, the best thing to have for breakfast is bacon. Who knew? And we will see everybody with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.